Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, this week's online video picks are up on our website. Each week we select five web videos and I anchor them on our site. This week's picks include one you have to see. It's advice from The Onion on how to stalk your child on Facebook. See our five video picks at wnyc.org/video. And on Friday evening, the Jewish High Holy Days began with millions of Jews worldwide visiting synagogue to observe Rosh Hashanah. It's an ancient festival marking the new year. This is the Jewish year of 5770. Happy 5770 to all our Jewish listeners. But our next guests are creating a different kind of space for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's called the House of Awe and Repentance Cafe, a New York art exhibit and performance piece they hope will encourage Jews to look at the holidays in a new way. So with me now are Rabbi Dan Ain, rabbi at the New Shul on 10th Street in the Village, and Holly Gawanter, co-founder of the New Shul and the artist behind the House of Awe. Welcome to WNYC.
It's a pleasure, Brian.
So an art exhibit and wine bar for the high holidays, Holly?
Well, we thought it was a great way for people to experience the Days of Awe, which is the period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which we're in right now, and is pretty much a lost time period in between those two big blast out holidays. They're really a very important and spiritual time, and we thought that by doing this art installation that we could create an alternative way for people to connect to this sort of forgotten tradition.
And where is this cafe?
It is at 13 East 8th Street between University Place and 5th Avenue.
And before I bring Rabbi Ain in, what will people see or experience if they go there?
Well, they will see a variety of really fantastic pieces of artwork in a variety of media. We've got a regretorama, which is a electronic video booth, not video booth, computer booth, where you can send an electronic email to anyone who you've wronged during the year.
An actual email. A regret-orama.
A regret-orama. And we have a beautiful installation by Karen Shasha, who's a multimedia art, sculptor and visual artist, where they can post their stories on her piece, which is a cumulative story piece. They can post stories of regret. There are all kinds of art.
Rabbi, what's your involvement in this?
Well, this is actually a part of my rabbinic installation as the new rabbi at the New Shul. The New Shul has been around for 11 years, and we were having a conversation, and I said, well, most rabbinic installations are a luncheon with some really dull speeches by some rabbis. And I said, well, let's do it a little bit differently. Let's play off of that word installation, rabbinic installation, art installation. So they're actually installing me inside of the House of Awe and Repentance Cafe as the rabbi of the New Shul, and I'm there behind a bar, and I'll be there serving coffee and serving some wine in the evening and talking with people about different ways to think about awe and repentance. I mean, this is the time period in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And we're here to think about, how do we recapture that sense of awe? I had one of my students say to me, says, Rabbi Dan, technology is so different now from what it was in lower school to what it is now in middle school. And he's having a hard time keeping up. And I think we're losing a sense of that awe that we can all appreciate in our lives. And having this alternative space in which to appreciate is something that we're looking for.
So can people who visit the House of Awe and Repentance get advice from the rabbi?
Well, absolutely. And hopefully we can begin a dialogue. Also, part of the exhibit is I will, in fact, at 1 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be out and performing in Washington Square Park the sermon that I gave as part of this exhibit. Now, I can't paint, right? I'm not a painter. But what I can do is talk about religious issues. So most creative religious folk end up being labeled heretics, being ostracized from their communities because they want to find a new avenue to God. What you have is you have when the iPhone puts out a new application, it has more avenues for connection. They add Facebook and Twitter and email. And what we're trying to do is find more avenues. So what I'll be performing is what's called the Art of Heresy. And I'll be out in Washington Square Park at 1 o'clock today talking about different ways that we can find connections and ways to appreciate and understand God.
So the art of heresy takes on the notion that heresy, I'm sorry, the art of heresy takes on the idea that art might be heresy.
Absolutely. In religious that's exactly right. And you know, one of the things that I talk about is, for example, Harry Emerson Fosdick, who was the founding pastor at Riverside Church, was thrown out of First Presbyterian Church for getting into a fight with William Jennings Bryan over evolution. And what he was trying to do is say, well, what does it matter? Why do we need that literal understanding of what God brought into this world?
So, Holly, is this just meant to be whimsical, bringing art into it and a wine bar and all of this stuff? Or are you trying to get people to connect to the themes of Rosh Hashanah in a profound but new way?
Yes, it's not really light at all. I mean, it's very enjoyable and it's very stimulating, but we're hoping that it's also transformative. The artists that I worked with in creating the exhibition all use these themes to inspire the works that they created for this installation. So it's very much a product of the concepts and themes of this time period. And hopefully by going and experiencing the artwork, it will help you kind of find a spiritual place that's consonant with the themes of this time period.
So give me an example. Give all our listeners, Jewish or other, an example of one of those themes and how you're reimagining it.
Okay, well, the one that that first springs to mind is the concept of teshuvah, which is traditionally thought of as repentance, hence the Repentance Cafe. But it's a much broader concept. It's really the literal translation of teshuvah is actually return. And the concept is that in Judaism, it's believed that humans are inherently good and that the sort of vagaries of life pull us off that good and pure path. And at this time of year, the charge is to try and realign yourself with that pure, good, inherent self and thereby become what you are. And so, for example, one way of doing that is by repenting, by asking for forgiveness. And there's a video installation in the exhibition, and it's a video inside. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's inside this beautiful heart sculpture with a mirror on it, and by an artist named Elba Demast. And inside there's a video installation by Ellen Gould and Maya Wexler, and the video is very, very moving video of Ellen Gould just saying "I'm sorry" over and over and over again, and there's a whole sound piece, mm-hmm. And so people are just transfixed by this.
The House of Awe and Apology.
Yeah.
Repent. How about that word, repent? I mean,
it's not real Jewish.
It's not. It sounds, it's more Pentecostal or something, Rabbi. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And the actual, as Holly mentioned, the translation of teshuvah is return. And how do we find a way to return and to reconnect to the people that we want to be? What's amazing to me is whenever you see people congregate around the president, they're always shoving their phones in his face. They're never, people aren't shaking their hands. They're all holding up their phones like this to him.
To take a picture?
To take a picture and to create a distance between them and being present, being there in that space and to meet him face to face. We have begun to see our world through a technological lens. And the idea of return is to get back to using our own eyes, appreciating the awe. And that, I hope, is the point of the 10 days of repentance.
So people can go to our website later on, because we're videotaping this interview. They'll see a little bit of the two of you sitting here and talking to me. And I guess they'll see, what is that, a bowling shirt,
indeed,
Rabbi,
it is.
That says Rabbi right. Dan across
and,
over
and
the
turn
pocket?
Turn around, turn
there you
around.
Go.
Let's get the back view.
This is the new shul.
That's right. And if you go to, and if you are unable to make it out to the park at 1 o'clock to hear the Art of Heresy, you can go to our website at newshul.org, newshul.org, and you can hear the Art of Heresy on the front page of our website.
And Holly, again, real quick, what's the address of the exhibit?
The address is 13 East 8th Street. We hope everybody will come. It's open from 12 noon to 8 o'clock every day this week through Saturday.
Happy New Year.
House of Awe and Repentance Cafe. Happy New Year to you, Rabbi Dan Ain, Holly Gawanter.
Thank you.
Thanks
Happy New Year.
Thanks so much,
Brian.
Brian.
You're on WNYC.